Really liked what I saw from Vince Lee's highlight film. And so let's welcome him in and get to know his game a little bit and how he enjoyed his unofficial trip to BYU, the 6'8", 215-pound power forward out of Midlothian, Texas. Hopefully I said that right. Vince Lee. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Oh, not much. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. How are things in Texas today?
Oh, they're good. We just got back.
Yeah, just from traveling. Were you just getting back from Utah, your unofficial visit to BYU?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Okay. I didn't know that you just got back. So tell us a little bit about your trip, man. When did you come out? How many days did you stay here in Utah?
Well, I went out, I think, Monday. Or no, I went out Sunday and came back Tuesday. And I got back a little later Tuesday. But I had a lot of fun. The coaching staff showed me the campus, and I got to see the facilities and meet a couple of the guys on the team.
Yeah, what did you experience there? What did you enjoy about the visit? What did you like about BYU?
I liked the people there. I think everybody there is, you know, everybody's good people, and it's a very nice campus, also. And you know, as far as basketball, everybody seems like they work hard and they all want to be there.
Yeah, anything stand out to you? I mean, we've talked a lot about the Marriott Center Annex and the potential impact that could have on recruiting.
The arena as well as the new practice facility.
Yeah, you have the Marriott Center, and then you have the annex. You got the cryo chamber there. You're pretty much – you have this accessible training area 24/7 where you can improve your game. Did that stand out to you? Is that something that other teams don't have that kind of makes BYU stand out amongst the rest?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. I think that's a big part for me. I like working on my game and being able to get in the gym and having access to get better. So I think that's a big deal to me, and I think that's very cool. Not a lot of places have that.
After hearing about this unofficial visit, BYU fans are scouring the internet looking for highlights of Vince Lee, things of Vince Lee. They are very interested in the prospect of having someone like you here in town. To our listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit about your game and what you're trying to accomplish on the court? Like, how would you define what you try and do on the court, what you bring to the table?
I think I just play hard every night. I rebound. I run. I can play inside pretty well. I can hit shots. You know, just go out and try and do whatever I can to help my team win. And, you know, just got to keep working on my game so that way I can do more to help the team win in different ways.
And tell us a little bit about your team there in Texas, Midlothian High School. Have you guys had success recently? Are you winning ball games? What does that your future look like there this season?
Oh, yes, sir. We ended up going to the third round of the playoffs, which I think that was either the area qualifier or the by district qualifier, I think. But we had a very good season. We have good players on the team, and everybody gets along real well. We should see some success next year too.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the recruiting process. You know, it can be an exciting time for an individual. Are you still in the stage where you're just trying to feel schools out? Or do you have certain things in particular that you're looking for a school that you'd like to attend in the future?
Oh, no, sir. I haven't figured it all out yet, but I'm just trying to get a feel for schools and what I do and don't like, and just still in that process right now.
Smart. Yeah. We got Vince Lee, a 2018 prospect, power forward out of Midlothian, Texas, here on ESPN 960. Vince, how did you find out about BYU? I actually heard some rumors that you were the one that reached out to BYU to get to know their program. Is that true or is that false?
Oh, yes, sir. That's true. It's pretty funny. My stepmom works in Utah. She has an office out there, and I had heard about BYU. And I actually saw him play on TV a couple of times, and I thought that it would be pretty interesting to see what they're about. So my stepmom kind of reached out, and we got on the unofficial.
That's awesome. And currently, in your recruiting process, how many offers do you have total, and who are those schools?
I have 13 total. I don't have the list out right now, but just to name a few, I have BYU, of course, TCU, Oklahoma, San Diego State.
I heard you had Cincinnati as well.
Yes, sir. Cincinnati, Houston, and Old Dominion. And, you know, those are, of course, I don't have a favorite right now, but just those are just some of the offers that I have.
Some great schools on that list.
Yeah, great schools. Congratulations, yep. Vince. I mean, that is a tremendous feat that you've already accomplished. I know you're looking to accomplish more, but and I know you said you didn't have a favorite. But is there anything in particular that you're looking from your school? Like, is there a certain academic field that you are passionate about that you want to get into? Is there a certain type of style of play that you're interested in exploring these schools that have offered you?
Not academically yet. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do from that front. But I would pick – well, I'm certain that I would pick the school – that's going to push me to be the best person I can be and the best player that I can be.
Yeah, no, those are all good goals to have.
It's awesome. Yeah, you have a good head on your shoulders, a lot of good offers. I mean, in a situation where you probably can't go wrong. So congrats to you for that. It says a lot about you, man.
Yeah, Vince, as we kind of close out this interview, man, tell us a little bit more about your game specifically. And I know that you touched on it somewhat, but about how you want to just get onto the floor and do anything to help your team win. But tell us what you do well. Is it a low post game? Do you have a mid-range game? Do you like to maybe space the floor a little bit and shoot some threes? Tell us a little bit more about your game.
Oh, I post up a lot in the low post and mid post. And I get the ball on the elbows and can attack from there. And if I do play on the perimeter, I'll pull up in the mid range sometimes, or I'll get all the way to the basket. But right now, I'm just working on my outside game and hitting that three and being able to space the floor. But a lot of my game is predicated on just trying to outwork people and hustle and get rebounds and putbacks and things like that.
Is there a favorite player at your position that you try and pattern your game after at all?
Oh, no, sir. I watch a lot of different players and try and take pieces of their game and just try and put that into my game.
Awesome.
Vince, great stuff, man. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck this offseason. Keep working hard. We'll be watching you. I can't wait to see what you guys can accomplish there in Texas. Hopefully you guys make it past the third round of the playoffs this year. And
a lot of BYU fans all of a sudden interested in Texas high school basketball.
We're going to be all following Midlothian, Texas.
Yeah, all of a sudden got a bunch of
– Last question for you. You an Adidas guy? You a Reebok guy? You a Nike guy? You an Under Armour guy? What type of swag do you like to wear?
Oh, I usually wear Nike, but it doesn't really matter. Just gotta go.
Blue collar guy.
Blue collar.
Blue collar guy. There we go.
He likes Nike, but it doesn't matter.
Blue collar.
Just working hard, man. Yep. Well, you've been raised well, Vince. Keep on doing what you do. Congratulations on all of your success. We'll follow you closely. Thanks for hopping on.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.